I'm Dan Klefstad. A broad majority of Illinois voters supports major changes to the state income tax, favoring a system where the wealthy pay more. That's according to a new survey from NPR Illinois and the U of I Springfield. Brian Mackey has more.
The survey says 67% of Illinois registered voters support a graduated income tax. That's where people who earn more money pay a higher tax rate and people who earn less pay a lower rate. The idea was approved by the legislature this spring, but because it would change the state constitution, voters will have the final say at next November's election. Quentin Folks runs Vote Yes for Fairness, a group campaigning for the change.
This poll is showing that Illinois voters, you know, are recognizing that our current tax system is fundamentally unfair at its core.
If approved, tax rates would only go up on people making more than $250,000 a year. But opponents of the change claim it would pave the way for future tax increases. I'm Brian Mackey.
U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth does not necessarily support impeaching President Trump, but the Illinois Democrat says the impeachment investigation should move forward. Duckworth notes that as a senator, she has no role in whether the House approves impeachment, but she says the American people deserve transparency from the Trump administration.
You know, if you have nothing to hide, then let us see all the evidence, and that way we can put it behind us and get back to doing the work of governing and doing the work of serving the people.
Duckworth spoke to reporters in Champaign. Her comments came a day after the White House announced it would not cooperate with the impeachment inquiry led by House Democrats, calling it partisan and unconstitutional. Governor J.B. Pritzker released a five-year economic plan for Illinois that builds on the state's strongest sectors, such as agriculture, healthcare, and transportation. The Democrats plan to revitalize the Illinois economy and build the workforce of the future was released Wednesday. Pritzker says he wants to bring prosperity and opportunity to every corner of Illinois. The plan's goals include building long-term growth through exports, startups, and research and development. It also aims to invest in women, racial minorities, rural residents, and others to close the equity gap. It sets sights on creating and retaining jobs. Pritzker identifies concentrated industry clusters, which he says are ripe for expansion. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Students in Murfreesboro's District 186 will head back to school today after a nearly week-long teacher's strike. The district and Murfreesboro Education Association announced a tentative contract deal late last night via social media. Both sides still have to vote to ratify the contract. No details have yet been released. The dispute centered around teacher pay. Educators were asking for more while the district said it had no wiggle room. Teachers walked the picket lines for 5 days. A new study from the University of Illinois finds certain corn varieties are more susceptible than others to damage caused by rising ozone levels. As Christine Herman reports, the findings could help seed companies design crops that are resistant to damage.
How exactly ozone affects plants is not well understood, in part because it's really hard to study, says U of I plant biologist Andrew Leakey. He and his colleagues used an outdoor facility in Urbana that allows corn to grow in ozone-enriched air, simulating real-world conditions. They found two varieties of corn in particular were more sensitive to elevated ozone.
You can't pick up that distinction under normal clean air conditions. So it would be a bit like discovering you are mildly asthmatic the first time you visit a very badly polluted city, but you didn't know beforehand.
Leakey says seed companies could use this approach to develop corn varieties that are less susceptible to yield loss as ozone levels continue to rise. I'm Christine Herman.
A newspaper review of state records in Missouri shows taxpayers there have spent $366,000 on private attorneys to defend former Governor Eric Greitens. I'm Jennifer Fuller.